Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Karen.
Yes.
We know everything.
Oh, everything.
No.
Oh, I thought you meant in general. I'm like, well, yes, we do.
It's far cry from everything, but we do know everything there is to know about manifesting.
Sure.
I mean, everything that is everything about manifestation, which is why we're so rich in personality rather than actual stuff.
Very rich in personality.
Well, this week's guest is going to take manifesting to a whole new level with her sixth dimension manifestation paradigm. Ooh. Yep. And you know how she's going to do it?
Nope.
We're going to have the opportunity to hear through Leanne from the Galela Collective themselves.
What?
As she channels them for us right on the show.
That's very exciting.
Since very young, she's always been able to interpret energy in a very unique way because, get this, she died when she was around 6 months old.
Wow.
Had to be resuscitated.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. Are you ready for this one?
I am.
Well, here we go. My name is Will.
And I'm Karen.
And unlike Mulder and Scully,
we both want to believe.
So we've embarked on a journey of discovery.
We've talked to people deeply entrenched in the spiritual and metaphysical world.
We've thrown ourselves into weird and wonderful experiences. I even joined a coven of witches.
And wait, you joined a coven?
Yep, all in the interest of finding something.
Anything.
That will prove that there's something beyond this physical,
three-dimensional world we all live in.
This is the Skeptic Metaphysicians. We're going to get you over to the interview right away, but before we do, I wanted to share a brand new review that came into our website that we're very excited about. Carrie Link gave us a 5-star review. All it says is, fascinating. Love the topics and the way in which they are explored. It's just that easy. That's all you need to do. You don't have to write an entire book about what you think about the show. Just a simple phrase is all we need, and it's going to help a lot of people to find our show if you will help us do that. All you need to do is go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a review, a single word or 1,000 words. It doesn't matter. We're just happy to hear from you. So without further ado, here we go. Welcome to the Skeptic Metaphysicians. I am Will.
And I'm Karen.
We're the hosts of the show. Leanne Rose is a trans channel for a collective consciousness group called the Galela Collective. Her ability to channel didn't come online, though, until around 5 or 6 years ago, which started as a spontaneous experience during a meditation.
That must have been interesting.
we need to talk to her about that because I've been meditating for such a long time now, looking for that.
You want it too much. I keep telling you, you want it too much.
You can't want it too much.
Yes, you can.
Okay, well, let her tell us about it. But that's now since escalated, that experience. It's escalated now to trans channeling that she does with the Galela Collective today, whose primary focus is bringing through what they are calling the sixth dimensional manifestation, which they say is a new paradigm of manifesting. Let's just welcome Leanne Rose to the show.
Good
Leanne,
idea.
Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So the elephant in the room, first and foremost, the Galela Collective, huh?
Yes.
That's such an articulate question, Will.
Right. I am very learned, if you have not known that about me.
I'm feeling that, yes.
Yes, yes. But okay, let me rephrase. What in the world is a Galela Collective?
So they are interdimensional beings that channel through me. Put in a nutshell, they tell me that they are basically ambassadors of a galactic council, if you like, and that they are here to bring us higher knowledge, wisdom, learning, particularly around manifestation. But the main point is to bring us kind of back home to ourselves as souls.
Wow. You said a mouthful in just a little bit. I mean, it's like when we talk about the proverbial grenade, they just take out the pin and drop it and then run. You just did that specifically with us.
So, Will, I think we need to back it up, though.
Yeah, no,
you're
for sure.
The cart before the horse.
For so sure, backing it up.
I want to hear how it all began. I want to hear about this meditation experience.
Yeah, so I was meditating. And bear in mind, I was not the best meditator. I was always falling asleep. It was horrific. But I remember just having this real strong sensation of, oh, something's happening. And my eyes suddenly like flew open of their own accord. It definitely wasn't me. And I felt really peaceful. And I had this sensation that my consciousness had kind of moved to the back of my head and that there was something else looking out of my eyes.
Ooh,
which it was
scary,
bizarre.
Yeah.
It was. And I, everyone says, no. Everyone says like, oh, it sounds really scary. But it was actually really, I felt really, really at peace and more present than I've ever felt in my life ever. It was amazing.
Yeah. Well, Eckhart Tolle does talk about the watcher, right? The being of us that is actually always watching and what we're trying to get to, right? Who we really are, our thought mind or brain, our ego is not really who we are. We're really the person that's watching the thoughts going on. So that must have been what happened.
I love Eckhart Tolle. I love his Power of Now. That was huge for me in my kind of learning what was going on kind of thing.
I'm reading that now, as a matter of fact.
So how long did this experience last?
So it was only a minute, maybe a minute or two. And then it kind of went away. And I was like, oh, okay. And then over a period of time, I started feeling this sensation in my brow area, like a huge pressure building up.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of just unfolded for a couple of months. And I didn't get that sensation of them opening my eyes or anything like that. Again, it was just this buildup of energy. And then I spoke to somebody about it and they were like, you're channeling. If you are spontaneously channeling. And I was like, oh, okay.
So were you getting messages or were you just feeling this energy?
So I felt this huge expansion in my heart space. It sounds really cheesy to say it, but just like overwhelming love. That was the feeling.
I feel that sometimes too.
Again, you might be channeling.
Ooh, the plot thickens.
No, I want to hear more because that's very exciting to me. Yeah,
really, really actually, juicy feelings.
Remember, we have an experience in the harmonic egg. That's remember how I was feeling exactly that. So I've got to ask before we go any further because we're going to lose sight of it. Was it a special type of meditation where you're just sitting in silence? Was it a guided thing? What was it exactly that?
I was just sitting and connecting with my breath. And I always used to do this thing of just really trying to drop down into my feet. I know that sounds really silly, but it would help kind of distract me from my mind. So I would concentrate all my energy on my feet so that I could feel really grounded and really kind of embodied. And that's when it happened. So yeah, no particular special one, just little old me making it up as I go along.
Oh, that's the best way. And I like that. I'm a horrible meditator. I try and then I start doing, you know, my grocery list and I just can't stop thinking. So maybe, trying to kind of like drop it down to my feet. I like that.
Right. You know what might help?
Reading the book you gave me.
But then there's yet another thing that you could do.
Actually trying to meditate.
Actually meditate. Yes.
Well, I just kind of gave up because I try. Mm-hmm. And then I just, you know.
Right. How long did you try for? Okay. Back to Leanne.
Anyways, this is not about me.
Okay. So then you got these feelings, these impressions, this energy coming through. When did you start realizing that you were channeling transdimensional beings, which by the way, is quite the catchphrase?
It really is. I'm aware of how crackers it sounds. So it wasn't actually until the first encounter with a being was with, so I actually started channeling my guardian angel first. She's called Arabella, which is really like cute. So, and I didn't realize she was like interdimensional. I was just like, oh, she's just my guardian angel. That's quite cute. And it wasn't until I actually started my business that the Galela Collective came like screaming out at me like, hello, we're here. And it wasn't until I was like channeling them for other people that I really learned who they were and what they were about. Cause I was kind of, it's almost like when there's other people around, they come through so much stronger because they tell me that they are of the vibration of the ascended masters of knowledge, wisdom, angelic as well. But I think it's that drive to teach that really pulls them forward. So it wasn't until I started channeling for other people that I really got a grip of what was happening. And it wasn't until I channeled for other people that they really came forward in the way that they do now.
Hmm.
Wow.
And did they come through like Incredible Hulk just ripping itself out of your. I'm just so curious. How does someone go about channeling transdimensional beings? How did they come across and say, "Hey, Leanne, I'm so-and-so, and I'm from the sixth dimension, and I'm here to tell you about manifesting."
And is it all at the same time, or how many? So many questions.
Yeah, so many. So they came through first. So there was one that came through first, and she kind of came to me in a dream. And it was almost like, it was like the introduction. And funny enough, I don't ever hear from her as an individual now. She kind of introduced herself to me as Galactica. And that was kind of my first clue that, oh, okay, these are not like Earth beings. They're clearly, you know, galactic. So I was like, oh, okay. So, and it wasn't until I kind of sat down and was like, right, I'm going to actually channel for other people. And I just really allowed my intuition to flow, if you like. And you're going to see anyway, they literally come through my body, and it was, they make a noise that kind of, they call it like a verbal handshake, and it's kind of me allowing them in kind of thing. And so the first time I channeled it, it was so bizarre. It was like, came out was like a wolf whistle the first time, like all over the, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. But they were like, that's when they came. It was like I needed to just let that happen in order to just let them in, kind of thing. So,
well, I can certainly see why they chose you, because you are just adorable. Mm-hmm. I mean, just so fun and bubbly, and oh my gosh.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned something early on about a galactic collective, or I forgot what it is that you called it. Galactic Federation. Yeah, Galactic Federation. We've heard that term before when talking about ETs, not necessarily transdimensional beings, but it struck me that you're using that same term. Is there a correlation in your mind?
There is a correlation, but I don't believe it's the same. So I think that there are. So the Galela Collective talk about being representatives of a certain council. And my understanding is that there are many, and they are a part of one. And so, I mean, ultimately, all is connected, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
But yeah. As my understanding is that there is a galactic federation of light that are being channeled through at the moment, and we are not the same as them, if that makes sense.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, what makes sense these days?
I know. Right?
So how do you use your trans channeling to help folk? Because I checked out your website, and you do help some people in very specific ways. Can you share some of that with us?
Yes, definitely. So we are bringing through sixth dimensional manifestation, which is really, well, there are multiple ways that we help. We bring through kind of channeled updates and all that kind of stuff that are really kind of helpful for people to understand what's going on within, ironically, their human lives, but kind of bringing energy work to that and how they can plug in to their, what the Galela Collective call the multidimensional self. And so sixth dimensional manifestation is really helping people to bridge that gap from human to soul to multidimensional self, which is you as the universe. So this idea of oneness, we are taking that and making it really practical and being like, well, how can we really encompass our oneness as source, as the universe, and utilize it in our human life within our 3D realm? And this is what they're talking about in terms of tapping into our co-creative power and harnessing that power of oneness and knowing that you are all, knowing that you are the universe, and learning to utilize that as your little diddy human, basically.
I love that. The more we do the show, the more I'm finding I really resonate with that oneness. Mm-hmm. Even though it's really hard for me as a skeptic, as a scientist, to really wrap my head around some of these concepts, I love the concept. I love the thought of it all. When was it that you've finally said to yourself, okay, I'm not going nuts. This is actually some folk coming through me.
So that's a really interesting question. I'm still not there. There's still parts of me that's like, this is really wacky. but the Galela Collectors tell me there's a reason for that. You know, we need to have that grounded nature of, oh, so there's a reason for that. And it's good that we've still got that kind of skeptical nature, if you like. But the moment I realized was when I was actually at a channel on Extravaganza. So when somebody told me you're channeling, I went and learned how to do it properly. Mm-hmm. I say that I was doing it. I still didn't believe a word that was coming out of my mouth. So I was like, I'm just making this up. Like, I'm just in la la land, and I am just letting words come out my mouth.
I can absolutely see how that would be what you would be thinking, because that's exactly what I would be thinking. But that's why the question, what made you decide, yeah, this is not nonsense, this is actual stuff?
So I was saying to them, I really need confirmation that this isn't me. I really need confirmation. And so I had this experience where I was with these two gorgeous human beings who I felt so safe with, and so I really trusted them.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. Well, you meant in your past. I get it. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
I was channeling for them, and then I kind of blacked out. And when I came to, I could hear screaming. And it took me a while to realize that it was me screaming. The screams were coming out of my mouth, and that my body was like completely convulsing. And I'd actually fallen off the chair because I was convulsing so much. And I know that that sounds terrifying. Like, I know that that sounds really scary. But after that experience, like, the two people that I were with really, like, they know energy really well. They grounded me, made me feel really safe, brought me back into my body. And after that experience, I was like, okay, now I know. Now I know for sure that something else is coming through me. So I, as scary as it sounds, I asked for the confirmation. And if it wasn't for that confirmation, I never would have, like, really known. Since then, doing like channeled sessions with people, getting that confirmation from other people as well, as really, really strengthen that trust even further.
Interesting that you took that as a confirmation, where I would have gone to the doctor and find out whether I was epileptic.
Nice.
I mean, I'm just stating, right, what anyone else is going to be thinking. But certainly you followed up by confirmation from others after the fact. That really helps with that confirmation. It goes a long way.
I should probably add as well that I'm a mental health nurse, so I kind of know what crazy looks like. So.
Oh,
wow. Okay. That's great.
If anyone could really know if someone is really flying off the rocker, it would be you, right?
Yeah, so. I could assess myself, if you like.
Wow. That makes sense.
So when you have channeled for people in your business that you're doing, can you give us an example of a specific result that someone achieved because of your channeling session?
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah, I've had people kind of, it's really hard to describe. It's like an intangible, they just, something clicks within them. They just have this knowing of like, oh my gosh, like you never could have known that. How could you have known that? So there was a lady that was like, she'd experienced like seances when she was younger, like, and the Galela Collective were able to reflect that back to her and say like, and like, that's not a usual thing to pull out of thin air, is it? Like, and they were able to say, you know, this is something that you experienced and it's still within your system and it's still playing out for you now. And like everything that they said just really resonated with this lady. Loads of things like that kind of make me go, oh gosh, like, yeah, I couldn't have plucked that from thin air. They couldn't have plucked that from thin air. It's things like that is just like, wow. And in the sixth dimensional manifestation thing that we're doing now, I'm really starting to see huge drop-ins with my clients' psychic abilities, really kind of skyrocketing. They're coming into mediumship skills. They're like noticing where the universe is supporting them in really unique and beautiful ways that they never would have recognized or even encountered, like even like coming into contact with their own spirit guides and being able to sense them around them and things like that. So it's still early days, to be fair. So, but it's mainly how they are connecting into that. I don't know how you describe it. It's like the spiritual stuff that you suddenly gain so much more trust that this stuff exists. That's the main thing that I've noticed with my clients.
I've got to take a pause here to comment on something because there is so much crap going on in the world these days, right? There's so much junk happening in the world these days. And as a father of an 11-year-old daughter, sometimes I get really scared about what kind of world we're leaving for her. But then I run across someone like you, who is a young lady, I mean, really, truly a young lady, who is tapping into where we all need to go. And the fact that our younger generation is so much more in tune with where we need to go gives me hope that the future is actually going to be brighter than this junk we're living through right now. So thank you very much for being brave enough to come out and talk about this, because I don't know if I could do that, honestly.
But thank you for letting me come on and talk about it.
Right. So I'm curious to meet the Galela Collective. When they come through, can we ask anything? Is there something we should stay away from? Are we going to be scared? Like what can we expect?
So nothing is off limits. You can ask them whatever you want to. Obviously, you know, with the music giving your audience and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, ask them whatever you like. You'll probably feel them in terms of like, you probably feel quite warm. You probably feel quite nice. That's what I tend to get from people is like, you can feel them with you kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Nothing's off limits. Ask them whatever you like. You will have to remind them about time because I can't keep my eyes open when I'm channeling and they don't have watches. So...
Sure. So basically we have to cut them off. Is that what you're saying? And that scares me a little bit. Are they going to get offended?
Yeah. I'm sorry, really Collective, chill. But your time is up.
It doesn't seem right.
She is a mental health practitioner, right? So she's used to being telling people, your time is up.
Right. Yeah, no, they're quite humorous. They're quite like, they're really chill.
Oh, great. You'll fit right in then. Perfect. Great.
The only thing I'm mindful of is that, so this is the second time I've channeled with all the gear and stuff, so you might need to tell them to like move back or move forward so that I don't knock over the microphone. That's the only thing.
Okay. All right, we'll keep an eye on it. Are they aware that I'm a skeptic and I may ask questions that people, I mean no insult or offense in any way, I'm just really curious to hear something that's going to make me go, oh, yeah baby, that was real.
No, that's a good question. Do they know this is happening? Like, did you have a conversation?
They do. Okay. So they're always connected to me because I choose to keep them connected kind of thing. So, so what I would say is that the big thing for them is that they love to invite those questions about the skepticism questions and things like that. In fact, you know what? I'll let them explain it because they explain it so much better than I do. Mm-hmm. So ask away, Will, and we'll see what their answer is.
All right. Well, okay. Karen, are you ready? Leanne, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I guess, well then, let's meet the Galela Collective.
And again, just warning you about the noise, it is bizarre. Okay. Hi. Hello, dear souls.
Hello.
We are the Galela Collective.
Thank you for agreeing to talk with us.
Most welcome. Thank you for allowing us to speak with you also.
It is an absolute honor to speak with you. This is the first time that we are actually speaking to transdimensional beings on the show, so we appreciate your time and your willingness to talk to us. We have so many questions that we're not going to be able to get to, but I think probably the most important question that we've got to ask is, and we mean no offense by this, but how can we be sure that we are talking with a collective?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Life's diamonds are produced through time, heat, and pressure. The way you perceive these moments and examine your life's challenges will give them value. What pressure have you been under? What are you doing with the untapped treasure of your life? Join me on A Diamond Moment with Dr. Anita as we redefine the steps of your life's diamond process.
Ah, beautiful question, dear soul. And the truth is, you will never truly, truly know in the cognitive mind. But the cognitive mind is very linked to the 3D self, dear soul. And the 3D self is designed with the ego to keep you tethered to the air, to keep you tethered to the 3D world, dear soul. Know that this is done for a reason. It is done to allow you to experience the journey back to your light, to the truth of who you are. And if you did not have a piece of you that constantly questioned your light, then it would not be a journey. It would be a jump. Ha! You understand this, dear soul?
I do. Yeah, I do. And I really wish you would have said something else.
Right. So, do you have any messages that come to mind for us?
Do you give us permission to Speak with your guides, dear souls.
Yes.
Of course.
Ha. Huh. We will start with the gentleman. Bear with us, dear soul.
Thank you for the gentleman part.
Interesting. Your guides give us the image of Saturn, dear soul. Not entirely sure what this means at this time. However, your guides encourage us to inform you that there is a message in here for you to connect with your heart in your meditation, to picture Saturn in your mind's eye. Allow your heart to open and to ask for the wisdom that this planet has to offer you. Stay open to what you receive, dear soul. Know that this may not always be within the mental body. Very clairsentient you are, dear soul, without truly knowing this. Time to start tapping in to these senses now. Logical mind will not be able to make sense of these things. But if you start to open up your heart, dear soul, not in the way that is spoken of in terms of emotions, but opening up your heart to the deeper truths, that you are so much bigger than the human being that your soul lives inside. When you start leaning into the truth of this, you will begin to see how deeply connected you already are. So many questions outside of yourself, but the answers lay within, dear soul. And so, go ahead, dear soul.
I just was going to say, I've always been a huge fan of Saturn. I'm a big science fiction fan, and that's the symbol of science fiction, right? The rings of Saturn. So it makes sense.
Beautiful, dear soul. We would still encourage you to sit with this. Deeper messages here for you.
Understood. I will do so.
And so, dear soul, we will connect now with your guides.
Okay.
They are showing us a little girl. She's in a beautiful dress. Pink cardigan. And a beautiful white ribbon in her hair. She seems a little fearful. A little hard to trust some people. Message from your guides here. Your inner child. But do with learning to play a little more. In your love life particularly, dear soul. Getting less serious. Feeling into more joy. Expressing from your heart in a more playful way, dear soul. Seeing your potential partner through the eyes of a child in wonderment, as though seeing your partner for the first time and having fun from this place, dear soul. They also wish to convey a great deal of love, dear soul, and for you also, sir. And so, we could go deeper, dear souls, but aware that there is a time limit.
Yeah. No, we appreciate the messages. Mm-hmm. And we do want to make sure we get to the sixth dimension manifesting, because that is of particular interest to us. What is the difference between sixth dimension manifesting and just regular three-dimensional manifesting?
So important information in regards to this, dear soul. Sixth dimension is where your 3D dimension is projected from. This is where the multidimensional self of the architect resides. This is where your soul crafts the reality that you walk in. And so, connecting with this element of you is what truly helps you to see that you truly are the creator of your reality. For you are the universe, dear souls. And so, we have coined it six-dimensional manifestation, but this is the true perspective of the architect creating its reality within the 3D. But what it is really about is connecting you to your multidimensional self. And in connecting you to your multidimensional self, you connect to the truth that you are all, that you are source, that you are the universe experiencing itself. And so we call this co-creative, because it is important that you learn to do this from the perspective of human. Important that you learn to integrate your duality so that you can claim the power of being human. Many more possibilities available to humanity now as Gaia herself begins to awaken to the fact that she is also interconnected with the cosmos. Very exciting times ahead. Ah.
Is there hope?
Ah, much hope. Dear souls, much, much hope. It is important for you to understand that the whole point of being 3D is to be removed from your light. This is an illusion. It is an illusion that you are separated from source. But it is important for you to feel this illusion, for you to fully feel the brightness of your light. We liken this to the first time you lost a loved one. This was the first time you understood the true value of love. In the same way, dear souls, being 3D separates you from the light of who you are, so that you can journey back to that light with a newfound appreciation for how bright you truly are. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does. It does. Now, you mentioned using our duality to help us manifest and co-create. What do you mean by that specifically?
Many, many, many layers to this. Duality is in masculine, feminine, light and dark, human, soul. The main thing that we talk about within our 6D manifestation, the duality that we mean, is the fact that you are a human, but you are also the universe. And so harnessing your duality as being both human and the universe all at once is where your true power lies. And this is what we are teaching to the girl in sixth dimensional manifestation.
So in essence, the difference between manifesting, just thinking thoughts and attracting them to you, and sixth dimension manifestation, if I'm understanding correctly, is becoming or understanding that we are one with the universe, and thereby creating by the mere fact that we are the universe. Is that correct?
Of course, dear soul. This also, this other path to manifestation, preliminary information already given to you by another channel. Very important. Lay the groundwork. Still important information for many people beginning to awaken to the true nature. Important for them to experience magic as human best before they could accept the true reality that they are magic pretending to be human. Ah.
And what is the first step we can take to get closer to this?
Connecting to the heart. The heart is the portal to the multidimensional self. Opening up your heart space in a way that links you to the fact that you are pure love. This is the true essence of who you are. And learning to balance your masculine and feminine energies whilst in your physical form was also greatly assist you with this. For when you are channeling your highest feminine energy, you are in full trust with the universe, in flow. Mm-hmm. And when you are channeling your highest masculine energy, you are trusting the self. And it is important to trust both of these elements of you. This is a good place to start.
Thank you.
Is there any danger that we should be aware of coming soon? More and more people are waking up. Is there a reason for this? Do we need to hurry to get out there?
Not at all, dear souls. It is simply the product of your own earth awakening herself. No rush at all. It is simply a... Many catalysts have been happening upon your planet. Huge rays of light beaming in, purifying souls, bringing you so much closer now to your soul selves than ever before. It is becoming harder and harder to ignore the call of your soul. Because the earth itself is awakening. But no rush at all. No rush at all. Everything happens for a reason. People really do not know the truth of this statement. Know that the duality that we talk of, very important, fear and trust. There is a huge uprising of fear at this time. But know that this is simply you being exposed to where you are under the illusion that you are removed from your light. When you move closer to the truth that you are the light, this fear will subside. Know that everything that is happening within your 3D world, although it is scary, although it is, feels much like the end of the world at times, know that your earth is far wiser than you give her credit for. She will, cannot divulge too much information around this, dear souls, but know that the earth will be okay and that humanity will find its way. It is important for each individual to take responsibility for their own internal world, to find their own peace. And this will be reflected in the external also. But know that this is also a transition that your earth herself is going through.
All right. So now I'd like to ask a question about who you are specifically. When people say transdimensional beings, do you have a body somewhere else and you're coming through, Leanne? Are you just pure consciousness? Our three-dimensional brains have a difficult time imagining what another dimension might be like. Can you give us some insight into that?
Of course, dear soul. We understand it is difficult for you to understand the way that the universe works outside of your linear time, outside of your 3D physical world. We are a purely consciousness, purely energy. You can think of us in a sense. Many of us have had past lives in this world as well as others. But for the purpose of how you are speaking with us now through the girl, we are a collective energy. We are always moving, always changing, bringing forward the highest potential information possible at this time. Always in service. This is our highest truth, dear soul. And so we understand the human need to understand. However,
yeah.
It is important that this does not detract from our message.
Yeah. Okay, so getting back to manifesting. The first step is opening up our heart, accepting our duality. But then beyond that, do we just wish things to come? Or is there something specific we have to have happen?
The girl has a specific process that this can assist with. Very, very focused, very laser focused. Involves working with the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. Involves really, really harnessing and focusing what it is that you wish your external world to look like by controlling the internal through a very structured process that the girl teaches in sixth dimensional manifestation. But can be accessed for all. Whenever you feel that you are moving into alignment within these processes, you will feel the joy and ecstasy moving through your system. Whenever you feel as if you are bent out, too tired, you are out of alignment. It is really quite simple. But it is important for you to recognize that you are the creator. For this is the thing that helps you to really plug in to the fact that you must be consciously creating your reality at every given moment. Huge responsibility. But much fun when you master it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look forward to that day when I actually finally master it.
Me too. But I guess we have a long way to go.
Yeah, I would say so. But
not as long as you may think, dear souls. Not as long as you may think. It is simply a case of shifting your belief systems. And so if you shift this belief that it will not take any time at all, then really it's quite that simple. We know this is a high vibrational experience of it. We understand it is not this easy when you are human.
No, it's not. Well, we can't thank you enough. There's so many other questions that we could ask you 50,000 more questions, but we are unfortunately running out of time. So we want to say thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us about this. And we look forward to the future interactions.
As do we, dear souls. We've had fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sending you oodles of love. We will bring back the girl now. Goodbye.
Bye.
Woof. Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So for those of you who are only listening to the show, you're only getting just a fraction of the messages here. We've got to ask Leanne, when you transitioned, on top of the noise, there was a physical change. Your body shuddered. I mean, it was a complete energy change. Your
voice changed.
Voice change, accent change. Your hand was vibrating the entire time. Is that typical of how it works?
Yes. So, it is for me. And it's showing me that this stuff is how I maintain the energy of them within my system. And it's also about my thing of, because I get so worried about, I need to make sure that I'm always channeling, that I'm, it's not just me making it up. Like, there's still those thoughts that go in my head. And so that's how they come through for me, because then there's no, denying that that's in. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah. When you're channeling them, and we just finished, do you have awareness of the conversation we have? Do you know what went on, or how's
that work? So, it's kind of, sometimes, if you assist to say to me, oh, so I was having this piece of the conversation, I would be able to recall it sometimes. Sometimes I can't. And but for the most part, I'm kind of just hanging out in the back, and it's getting more that I'm just hanging out in the back and hearing less of what they're saying, kind of thing. At the beginning, I was really creeping forward, what's going on? What are you saying? What's happening? Yeah. But I'm getting much better at kind of getting out of the way a lot more. But yeah, it varies as to whether I can remember.
Right. Well, it's interesting because I actually, when I do the show, I have to listen to it back because half of the stuff, I don't remember what we talked about. So it's really interesting. I listen to the show again so that I can benefit from the messages myself, because even though I'm hearing them now while we're talking, I don't retain it. So listening to it back again really helps. So I do the show for me. Sorry, guys. You know, it's for you. It's for me. So is it uncomfortable when it come through? It looked really uncomfortable.
No, actually, I kind of just really used to it now. It was uncomfortable at first because I was resisting it so much because this noise had to come through and I wasn't letting it. I didn't know that's what had to happen. I was just really, I was fighting it. So I was fighting with myself kind of thing. It was uncomfortable then, but the more I let it flow, the more comfortable I've been with it. The only thing that gets uncomfortable, they can't do basic things like scratching my nose or fixing my glasses or just really basic things. So sometimes like the last time we did the podcast, the headphones ended up halfway down my face because they have no concept of moving things out the way.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, you don't think about that.
Yeah. And you can't, you couldn't move your headset on your own, or?
I'm conscious of it and I probably could, but I'm terrified of breaking the connection. So
gotcha.
I don't, but I'm sure it's something I could experiment with, but usually when I don't ever channel for myself, I'm only ever channeling for people because they don't come through as strong if it's just me. They just don't. I don't know why, but yeah. So I've forgotten what you asked me. Sorry. I've just blanked out.
No, I was just asking if you could, do stuff.
Move
glasses
your
hands
back
and all that. Yeah.
Well, so while we were talking to the collective, they mentioned, and I guess that's the question, was that one person, one entity we're talking to, or were we talking to a collection as we were talking to them?
So
we forgot to ask the name.
So they show me it's like, and it's different all the time, but like it's in the thousands sometimes. Like,
wow.
They show me that they're the vibration of the ascended masters and like kind of angels kind of all tied in. And so they go, they kind of just expand out and reach in what, like what's needed. They kind of gather. That's what they showed me. And sometimes when I'm taking people through like guided meditations and things like that, when I'm channeling, one particular entity will come forward. And there's one specific entity that speaks with her own voice, which is Des Carly. So she speaks with her own voice, but she's part of the collective. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's crackers. It's on another level.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It really is. So during the session, they mentioned, and I'm just going to assume that they pronoun because I have no idea, but they mentioned that you had a system of using the six dimensional manifestation paradigm. What can you share with us about that?
So I can share that we use the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies, and we kind of use them as a bit of a, it's like a sat nav, and it's like plugging your desires into the sat nav and then receiving that guidance back from the universe. So it's basically like it's us bridging the gap from human to universe and really helping that communication flow. That's kind of what the process does, and it really helps you to kind of embody the spiritual a whole lot more and really get like crystal clear clarity focus on what it is that you're wanting to bring through. But the main thing about it as well is that it really helps you to fall in love with the journey rather than being so obsessed with the end result. Because
there you have it, Will.
yes.
But really, what they say is that, you know, if we're so obsessed with the end result, actually that's just fear, and it's just you. The end result that you actually want. So the first thing that the reason I know that it was sixth dimension manifestation, the first thing that they showed me was they talk about the diamond, and they talk about the six-pointed diamond. And the idea that the diamond is this thing that everybody wants because it's, you know, it's a symbol of abundance, it's clarity, it's, you know, wealth, all that kind of stuff. And they were like, but it's not actually wealth or abundance that people want. What you actually want is the connection, the deepest connection to the universe, to know that you are always provided for, you're always safe, you're always loved. And because you get those things and it's somehow not enough, you're still wanting more. And so that's what they showed me, that actually the six-pointed diamond actually represents the sixth dimension, which is the true self of the fact that we create our reality. And that's, I'm not explaining that very well, but they show me that it's like, that's what we're really after, is the fact that we create our own wealth, we create our own abundance, because we are the universe.
So I have a question about that. And Will and I have kind of gone back and forth about the whole creating your own reality. And I believe that to a great extent, but I have a struggle understanding, you know, children that are born into abusive families or sex trafficked at the age of 3. I mean, how can they be creating that reality?
So, and that's something I really struggled with when I started out with this. It's actually the stuff that kind of led me to this stuff. So I had a really difficult childhood. I grew up in foster care and things like that. And it was actually out of all of those experiences, that's what brought me to this understanding of the universe, because it was the thing that made me ask the questions to go looking for the stuff that made me feel better, kind of thing. And so, you know, I can't say that for sure. You know, this is just the way I see the universe and how they come through me and have kind of shown me how they believe the universe works. And I don't think we will ever fully understand, you know, the full concept of that. But what they've really shown me is that suffering is how we evolve. Even in the animal kingdom, it's suffering that causes evolution. So if we're all really comfortable and we're not being exposed to things that make us very uncomfortable, we don't grow. Like there would be no... And I know that that's a real extreme. Like there's really nasty things that happen and you think, well, why does it have to be that horrid? And And I'm with you. Why does it have to be that horrid? Like, I don't have answers to these questions. But from what I can say is that the worst things that have happened to me have been actually, in hindsight, the best, because it's forced me in a direction to be like, there is more to life. And so I feel very blessed that I've been on that path. And if I hadn't had those experiences, I wouldn't be who I am today. And I wouldn't be channeling the Galila Collective. So.
Right. Yeah. It's very interesting. Oh my gosh, the universe works so weird. I literally, maybe an hour ago, was just scrolling through Facebook and I saw, you know, I post these memes all the time on Facebook also. I found one. It was a picture of David Bowie on his knees. And I have no idea whether David Bowie actually said this or not, but I'm going to say he did because he's awesome. Right? Was awesome.
My boyfriend was at the David Bowie convention this weekend, actually. So that's funny.
Oh, wow. Look at that connection. Okay. So it was David Bowie, and he was saying that religion is for those who fear hell. Spirituality is for those who have already lived there.
Yeah, I believe
so that goes right in line with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I would say the reason why this show exists is because of an absolute crisis that we endured, that birthed this as a way to find meaning and reason and things like that. So it makes sense. It's still really difficult to accept.
Yeah, it is.
But it makes a lot of sense. Well, if someone wanted to reach out to you and go through the program with you or learn more about you, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way is Instagram. That's kind of where I live. That's where I'm at. I haven't got my stuff together to get a website yet. So yeah, Instagram's the best place.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and lay down your Instagram link directly on our show notes. So if you're listening to this on your phone right now, all you need to do is hit that information button and go to the show notes. You have a link there. Click it and it'll take you directly to Leanne's Instagram page. If you're listening to this on the radio, you can always go to skepticmetaphysician.com, go to her episode page, and the link will be laid in directly there so you can connect with her as well. Leanne, this has been outstanding and so informative and illuminating and so much fun. You're just such a fun person to talk to.
Oh, thank you. So are you too.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thanks so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for coming along on this journey of discovery as well. We'd really love it if you would do us the favor of helping us to get the show into the hands of those that could really benefit from it. If you know of anyone that you think would enjoy our conversations, please share the show with them. And if you're listening to this on the radio and missed something, not to worry. All of our shows, including this one, can be found at skepticmetaphysician.com, where you can also watch the videos. And this is a video you definitely want to watch if you want to see her transform. Or even send us an email or voicemail directly from the site. We absolutely love the feedback and we would appreciate hearing from you. Well, we hope you enjoyed the episode as much as we have. That's all for now. We'll see you on the next episode of The Skeptic Metaphysicians. Until then, take care.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.